see Paul W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Good to have you with us this morning. Rolling right along here on a Monday morning, headed to the Paul W. Show, of course, in just a few minutes. But before we get to Paul and the gang in the 6 a.m. hour, wanted to have a little conversation about an annual tradition that has also been impacted by inflation, and maybe some of the things you ought to be aware of, some of the things you should know, maybe using some tips. Kristen and Mark, of course, with us, Brian Morton as well. Hey, guys, I got to ask, do you go with a natural Christmas tree or do you go artificial?
Natural.
Natural, yeah. Mark?
I do the artificial. I did the natural when my son was younger. It was fun to go and get a tree, pick one out.
Yeah.
How about you, Jeff?
You know, we have a blended family, so we get a little bit of a couple of different. It's not the artificial and the natural. That's not the blend. No. You know, there's nothing like a. We've done both.
Yeah.
There's nothing like a. I don't know, a real tree.
I love a real Christmas tree.
Just kind of. It's almost like you're bringing another. It's not living. It just seems more natural.
Yeah.
It's
you know,
great.
More organic, yeah. More, yeah. You have the smell.
Right.
You know, in some cases you cut it down, you picked it out, you brought it in, you know, I don't know, something about the whole experience makes for a really special family time, right?
Absolutely.
You put up the Christmas tree and artificial is getting better and better and better every year. But if you go natural, Kristen, like all things, inflation's taken a bite this year.
Absolutely has. Yeah. We take our annual voyage out to our favorite Christmas tree farm. And I want to say the name of the Christmas tree farm, but honestly, I kind of don't because it's this little gem. And I'm afraid that if I say the name of the Christmas tree farm, everyone will be onto it.
Right.
And they'll
demand will go up.
That's
and there'll
right.
even be more
I
inflation.
I won't be able to pick my perfect Christmas tree. So
right,
anyways,
right.
we That's take funny. Our annual voyage out to pick our tree and we get the saw and the sled and we walk out into their field and we pick the tree and it is quite an experience. And honestly, that's why we keep doing it because it is just ridiculousness that we are running through this field screaming, I found the tree and this, you know, my kids are saying, no, I found the perfect tree. But to that end, there's been many years. I mean, we've been doing this for like 17 years now. And to that point, there have been some years that the trees have not looked good. They're skimpy, they're small. But this year, farmers have had a bumper crop. The trees look amazing. The weather, I mean, everything was perfect. However, farmers, like all of us, have had to bear this inflation and these extra costs of fertilizer, you know, possibly, you know.
Labor, fuel, all those
That's
things.
Exactly yeah. right. Yeah. Labor and fuel. So the cost has to be passed on to somebody. And especially this time of year, farmers were saying that they experience, you know, anywhere from 11 to 15% increase in cost themselves for, like you said, fertilizer, labor, gas.
So on a $100 tree, you're paying $115 or so.
You got it. That's exactly right. Exactly right. And we definitely experienced that. I would say our tree that we selected was probably $10 to $15 more this year than it was last year. And it was, I mean, we don't pick out the most, you know, it's not a 12-foot tree by any means or 15-foot. I mean, some people pick out these massive trees.
Sure.
But again,
sure.
I'm paying for the experience and I'm fine to pay that extra cost because we know the farmer there. We know we know Santa's going to be around the bend in the barn. And so I'm happy to continue to pay that if the price stays consistently high, I don't mind. But if you're an artificial tree buyer, they are really saying, if you need a new one this year or you're buying it for the first time, buy it now because price is high, supply is short, get it. Like, go get on Amazon.
On the artificial.
Mm-hmm.
Because the prices are up there, too.
That's
more related to supply chain, you know.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So whether artificial or natural. Now, of course, if you go natural, you're buying one every year. So you have this issue every year. If you're buying artificial, you can use, if you've already got one, no issue this year. But if you're buying a new one, artificial is going to cost more as well this year.
Yeah, and I can absolutely see the reason why people would say, well, why would I get a new one every year? I'm paying, you know, $100 or over $100 for a new tree.
That experience.
Again, it's
right?
the experience.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, if you want an artificial tree, that's fine.
Now, pre-lit artificial?
Yeah.
That's boring.
That's boring. Until the light bulb goes out, Mark, right. And then that's not boring
then
anymore, right?
Well,
exactly.
This one has orange lights. It's on sale.
Orange lights.
So it sounds like, guys, whether going artificial or natural, by now,
yeah,
you said on artificial, there's going to be a limited supply as well, they're predicting?
That's what they're predicting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that'll drive the price up as well. Interesting. All right. Well, good advice. Anyone that really holds dear that annual tradition of getting that natural Christmas tree, go out there and pick yours now. I know that the good farmers, by the way, Michigan is the third largest state in Christmas tree production. And all those good farmers out there, they need the business. So if you can go natural this year, do
it. Yeah, they'd be happy to see you.
Go buy a tree. And you know that the prices go up. They're probably just passing the cost along. No additional profit margin in baked in that. No shrinkflation either, right?
No shrinkflation.
No tree that you bought last year for 10 foot is now 9 or 8 feet.
No, the crop was amazing. That's right. Yeah. Yep. No shrinkflation, Jeff.
Right on. Okay. Well, listen, we've got the Paul W. Show, of course, coming up in the next hour. And we've got, I believe, Ann. Sean Belegian as well, standing by to tell us a little bit about the upcoming show. Guys, welcome.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Jeff and Kristen and Mark.
Good morning, Aaron.
I actually have my Lions expert here this morning.
I am so excited
about this win.
Sean, how about scoring
on every possession except the last one where they ran out the clock, right?
Well, no, and that's exactly, I mean, Jeff, this was just a completely thorough win. We don't see the Lions win games like this. We really don't, where they're winning going away and they're in complete control. And right now there's a lot of reason for optimism moving forward. You look at the schedule, you look at the way they're playing.
I mean, 40 to 14, really?
We can start thinking about the P word, the P word that rhymes with layoff.
Wow. Yes, and that's not draft pick. No, we're talking about a playoff. Playoffs, we're talking. Unbelievable, really exciting. Listen, as far as we're concerned, you got the pass to do the whole Paul W. Show on the Lions if you want.
As long as Sean gets his smoker going.
Yes, I promise I'll do that.
Oh, my God, guys, it's really fun.
We're going to have a tailgate. It'll be a Lions tailgate.
Isn't it fun? It's amazing
yes,
how the whole mood
wonderful.
Of the... It's wonderful. The whole mood of the town shifts, and here we go. We're looking forward to your guys' show ahead, and we're looking forward to talking about that P word for the Lions. All right, guys. Listen, have a great show ahead. We're going to sign off here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. Stick with us right here on WJR.